We are bringing the midday workout to a close, but before we do, ladies and gentlemen, it is time for Brittany J's tea for the day.
Okay, the tea is brought to you by Frontier Communications. Don't go it alone today. Lamar Odom, he is entering the 2019 draft pool for Ice Cube's Big Three League.
Okay.
Oh, are you not intrigued? I'm excited for him. He's been playing overseas and trying to get back stateside, playing ball stateside. Okay. So I don't know. I'm happy for him because I feel like no matter how many times he falls off, he still, you know, fights his way back.
Listen, when that dude was in college, he was a problem.
Yeah, is he still that good?
He's still a lefty.
Okay, well, I'm happy for him. I hope this works out for him. I hope he stays clean and all that and focused. Mm-hmm.
No, he's not that good. Go on.
Okay, so y'all want to see
Hater,
him?
Yeah.
It's would over. Fell off.
Would y'all watch? Well, that's why he goes to the Big Three. That's where the vets go, right?
Right.
Okay. Anyway, but at least it's
I didn't like Big Man's answer, but go ahead.
Would y'all watch a documentary about Bow Wow's life?
No.
Okay, so I don't know. So he said that he doesn't think he has to wait till he's 50 or 60 to have his own movie or documentary. If the work is put in, it's put in. So he said he watched one about Jermaine Dupri and asked himself, like, why doesn't he have one of his own? Like, he was a child superstar, so I would like to see, like, actual footages of, like, how that happened. But, like, to today's day and age, Bow Wow, like, I just feel like he's full of falsifications and fallacies, and I just won't believe anything that he says.
Hold up. You said he asked Jermaine Dupri why he doesn't have one?
He watched
one on Jermaine.
But Jermaine Dupri deserves one.
Well, we know this. Okay. But he feel like he deserve it, too.
I feel like you deserve a seat.
I would watch the early days, but if it's after, like, 2007, I don't want to hear it because it's probably lies. All right, so, JT, he spoke out about 21 Savage, and he hired him a lawyer to help him on his case.
Wow.
So it turns out that 21 Savage's lawyer applied for a U visa in 2014 after his record was expunged, but it wasn't accepted or rejected, so they reapplied for it in 2017.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been 4 years that has been pending for years. In addition to him being a successful artist, he needs to be reunited with his kids. So speaking of 21 Savage, Christopher Maurice Brown and Offset. Kiari Cephas.
Mm.
Okay? So nobody pretty much finds the 21 Savage thing funny, but there have been memes going around. Mm. So Chris Brown, he posted a video of 21 Savage's XXL freshman cypher, but it was dubbed with a British man rapping.
Right.
So Chris Brown put the caption, "Come on, fam, stop playing with the man's them." So Offset said, "Memes ain't funny, lame." I didn't really feel like he was making... I guess he was. It was a video with a British man rapper. Never mind.
Mm.
Okay, so anyway, that's what happened. So Chris Brown took it all the way to 1,000. He goes, "F you, little boy. Better worry about what you got going on and focus on you. All this cap on IG is what's lame. Your energy won't like that when I came to the Drake show in L.A. If you don't get your hip-hop, you don't stop a rocking face-ass on my comments. Sensitive-ass, call me personally. You want some clout? Well, all you got to do is pull up. No camera, no flexing and all that. If you're a real man, fight me. Or other than that, you can suck it." And then he says, if he don't get his Earth, Wind, and Fire Pootie Tang spacesuits wearing cap ass little boy to F on my comments or off my D. I had to read all of that because that was a gem.
He said, a gem
from the man himself.
Pootie Tang.
Huh.
I'm done.
So then Offset said, "Cokehead don't want smoke." Now listen here, Jabroni.
What?
Let me tell you what you're not going to do. Okay?
Wadata.
Let me tell you what you're not going to do. Christopher Maurice Brown and his alleged coke addiction. I don't want to talk about it. So anyway, y'all know this wasn't really the issue, right? Y'all know this issue was really about Karrueche from back in, like, a couple years ago.
Uh-huh.
Like, people was like, "Oh, why he ripped Offset head off?" No, it's because he's still salty about them keeping a secret about Karrueche. That's where this really stems from. So he been just TTG trained to go, ready to go this whole time.
Mm-hmm.
So that's that. Lastly, did y'all see Nicki Minaj? She remixed Bust Down Tatiana, Bust Down Barbiana.
Mm-hmm.
People been putting her in trash bins over this remix.
Dang.
I personally thought it was clever. I don't think, like, it wasn't her best work, but I don't think it was supposed to be her best work. I think it was supposed to be clever, so I thought it was kind of cute. It's up on the site if y'all want to judge it yourself.
We're done.
We're finished.
All right. We're done.
WZMX. WZMX HD1 Hartford. Thanks for sweating it out with DJ Rex and the Big Man. It's the Midday Workout every weekday afternoon on Hot 93.7.